Hey everybody, this is your weekly energetic check-in for October 17th to the 23rd. So we have just come through a very interesting weekend energetically. So we had a lot of energy coming in, big energy, very high frequency. And so if you were energetically sensitive or you feel things like that on a deep level, which I think that a lot of us do, you probably felt like a little bit wobbly, a little bit off balance. You might have even had some dizziness, some vertigo. A lot of people were saying that they were experiencing that this weekend. And I feel like that happens when we have the really, really high frequencies coming through. They filter through our dense physical bodies, and it's like that contrast that we feel, or that they're saying to me, that familiarness that we feel. So this is interesting because, and it's a big subject, and maybe we'll talk about it in depth in one of our live gets together sometime, but we know when we talk about our human vehicles, it really is just a vehicle. So it's really, you know, there's so many different beings that can, you know, animate and activate these particular vehicles. And so, you know, you guys hear me talk about star seeds. When we call somebody a star seed, that means that they are not from the planet Earth, that they come from other planets. There's other energies, you know, but to simplify it without getting like really big deep into the conversations about it, when I talk about our soul energy, that's very, very much different than the human energy, right? So the human energy is very much like the avatar that we use. When we bring our energy into the body, that animates it so that we create the experiences. And so when I talk about our soul energy, I'm talking about consciousness. So I'm talking about consciousness in the most general form, because really everything is consciousness. Everything has consciousness. But there are very specific energies, right, that kind of give you the template of your consciousness, of who you are, where you're from, your purpose, your mission, all of that. Very much just like our personalities, like the human personality. It's kind of the same thing. And so I feel like when these energies come in and we feel that shift in frequency, it often is. And that's why they said the familiarness of it, because many of us who are not from Earth are not, you know, this is not our home planet. This is not the base planet where we are. Many of us don't have that denseness in our physical expression when we are expressing consciousness. Many of us don't. And so I feel like that's kind of like, you know, for those of us sometimes who just never really feel comfortable in these physical bodies, just kind of they feel clunky or they feel like they don't fit properly. I feel like that's kind of what some of us experience. And when the higher frequencies come through, just as an example, so right now we have a really powerful energetic portal that's opening up, and that's the Arcturus Gateway. And so this would be from the star Arcturus. And so I think you guys have probably heard me talk about Arcturians. They're the beings from the star Arcturus. And so this time of year, twice a year, so this time in October and then in April, this gateway will actually open up. And when it opens up, we actually get a lot of light codes that come through. And so you'll notice that if you follow anybody that does the light language, and so I've introduced you to my friend Nicola, who does the light language. Marlene Cronin is also a wonderful, wonderful light language practitioner, healer, translator. You can go and check her out. She's amazing as well. But you'll notice that they actually believe that the language that they get is from the Arcturians, which is kind of cool. And so I would imagine that they're probably all getting really, really, zapped right now, or getting full of kind of interesting information, because this is the time right now where the sun that on this planet, so the Earth sun, comes into alignment with the star Arcturus. So there's, right, it's kind of like it comes You know, it comes for company. It comes for we're coming close to each other. So our energies are much closer than they normally are. And so the cool thing about Arcturus is that it's a massive, giant red star. Like, it's massive. And it's actually 25 times bigger than our sun. So you guys already know how massive the sun is, right? How we, you know, are so affected by the solar flares and the geostorms and all of the plasma that's coming from the sun. Never mind the energy that we get and the healing that we get and the power, like all the great stuff from the sun. But imagine now we have this giant red star that's even closer now to us, that's 25 times bigger than our sun. That's a massive amount of energy that's coming through. The really cool thing about it is the Arcturians, so the Arcturian energy, they're really known for being peaceful and loving. So very, very calming energy. I know that when I don't have any specific Arcturians that I work with, but I have felt them in my field before. And when they come in, they give me a very, they have like a shimmery feeling to me. So they're very, very transcendent. They're very light. Like there's a hopeful energy around them. So no negative aspects in any way. It's completely, totally positive, which is kind of cool. And so there's a lot of really, you know, powerful information about that star. Like, so since the beginning of time, if there's actually been stories in the Bible that's written about Arcturus, about the star, because of course it was visible in the sky. And, you know, back in the day when they were using this, only the sun and the moon and the stars to navigate and move around, they would know when they would see a big, massive red star shining in the sky, they would use it. And so there's a lot of stories and information history about this particular star. And so it is supposed to be full of the energy of success and fortitude and light energy. And so that's, of course, when we talk about, you know, when I talk about sometimes, you know, we get the light codes that come in or the downloads that come through. That's where these are coming from. The sources are coming from, you know, the beings that are not from this planet, the beings, the very, very high intelligent beings that are helping us with our ascension process. And so, of course, these beings, you know, are much more advanced than we are. This is, I believe, you know, not just from the Arcturians, but the Palladians, all, you know, the Assyrians, all of the, I believe that's where we get our technology from. That's where we get all of the stuff from. I don't believe it comes from the human mind. And so when we're getting those light codes or the downloads and stuff, it's often coming through from them. And so it's kind of interesting because when the light codes come through from them, they have a very unique feel to them. So they're light. You don't feel kind of like, you know, sometimes when the codes come through, feel like we got hit by a bus. It's not that feeling with them at all, which is kind of cool. But there is always a lot of heart activity when they're working with us, right? So heart-centered. And part of that, I think, is because they're just trying us to bring us on board online with their ability of being able to open up their hearts as our hearts as much as their hearts are open. Not that they actually physically have hearts like we do in these human vehicles, but that's part of the expansion that we feel. So you may feel a fluttering in your chest during times like this, or a lot of extra activity. Some people will have the palpitations. Sometimes it can feel like excitement, but in your chest, not in your belly. And that will be definitely, you know, when they're present and also when they're sending you that energy, the codes that are coming through. It's nice when they come through at nighttime because then you're only kind of like half aware that it's coming through. It's not always the greatest thing when it comes through during the day. Like I would love to say that it just feels like, oh yes, I'm being showered with these light codes. It doesn't. Sometimes it feels like gravity leaves your body and you feel like you're going to disappear, float away. So it can be a little bit unnerving if you haven't experienced it, before and had an understanding of what it was. So we're going to be feeling this for the next little while. Now, I know you could look all over and they're going to give you dates and times. And so it's usually like, around 4 or 5 days that this particular alignment stays in. So that means that we're looking at possibly, you know, the 16th to the 19th or the 16th to the 20th that we're going to feel this the strongest. And so that we're going to, it's going to be a really good time for us, though, to feel that kind of shift that we've been waiting for about motivational energy. So finding that little bit of that motivation of the projects that, you know, that you have been putting off, the things that you haven't been able to get done because you haven't been in the flow, you're going to feel different from this. This is going to help you with that. And, you know, part of the reasons we talk about, so the Arcturians, one of the things that they're really known for is that, of course, you know, they're high dimensional beings. So it means they are capable of holding very high frequencies, but they're also known for transcendence. So transcendence of any physical form. And so I really feel like, you know, here on Earth, sometimes the biggest limitations that we can feel is within that, you know, the human vehicle, right? And it's, you know, we all pick, it's very interesting because we all, you know, incarnate into these human vehicles and we all choose these bodies specifically for the experiences that they give us. And, you know, and sometimes it can be limiting. Sometimes it can be, it opens up different doorways for you. And it's, I'm not just talking about the simpleness of, you know, oh, if you're skinny and you're beautiful, then everything's wonderful for you. And if you're fat and you're ugly, then life is harder for you. I'm talking about like all kinds of different things that we will experience. So, you know, just as an example, if you incarnate from and you come into, just as an example, people from Scotland or people from over in the UK where, you know, their skin is very light and they get burnt easily, their physical bodies just have, they come with a whole set of, you know, they have more skin cancers, they have more teeth problems, they have, right, there's all these things and stuff that you may not, you know, because you don't have that, you may not necessarily, unless of course we've got some people that are Scottish in here, you may not have that same experience because you don't have those tendencies, right? Just like, you know, so, you know, my background, my here is Métis, right? So I've got Native ancestry. And so of course that's addictions, right? Victim, poverty, all that stuff comes in. And so we all have, we'll have different experiences based on the human vehicles or the avatars that we choose. And then of course that will help us to play out in the experiences that we are supposed to be doing our life lessons through. So it's kind of interesting that, you know, when we have the Arcturians energy come through and that they don't hold a physical form, so that giving us kind of that remembrance of, and this is important, that remembrance of we are not our physical bodies, right? Just we are not that, you know, that human picture that we think we are. We are so much more than that. And I feel like this is probably a really good time where they come in and remind us of that. So, and then that reminding us of, you know, of the limitations that sometimes we allow to stick with us, right? The, oh, well, I have a family history of this disease, so that means that I'm probably going to get that disease. Or, oh, this is happening because of, again, you know what I mean? Like all of the kind of like stories that we kind of like to try to tell ourselves, or that we, you know, that we drag along with us. I feel like they come in to help us, to remind us who we really are, that we are, you know, very much multidimensional beings. And again, not, you know, what you're seeing in the mirror, what you're looking at, what you're touching physically on a physical level. So there's going to be a lot of expansion for that, for everybody through that for this next little while. So that's kind of exciting. And it's interesting because the Arcturians do not hold the physical form, sometimes they can actually feel angelic to us. So if you're somebody who has experienced the frequency of angels, or, you know, is able to feel the angelic energy around you, you might just be feeling their energy and it feels like angelic energy to you. So they're going to be coming in and helping us with the emotional healing, because that's, you know, the work that they do with us. They're also going to helping us with the creative energy. So that's that flow that I talk about all of the time. We're going to be seeing a lot of synchronicities happening. So really pay attention to that, of alignments that are happening for you right now. They're saying to me in the multiverse. So that'll mean there'll be like alignments from different aspects of your soul that is experiencing in other timelines. There's going to be kind of like a blending of that coming together. Like, so things will feel really strong for you in one way or another. We're also going to be getting a lot of help with the insights, with having insights, you know, so guidance. So when things come up, being like, oh, yes, okay, I got it. That, of course, is going to be, you know, contingent upon you getting out of your head, right? Because remind yourself that the human brain, right, that's an organ that exists in the human vehicle. It's very deeply programmed, right? And it carries a lot of dense energy. So if you are going to use that as your processor, you're going to be very limited as to what you actually can receive. They're saying to me that we're going to be having a lot of revelations. So that, I think, is, they're saying planetary. So that's going to be really, really big that comes up. Some things that we're just really going to, you know, not be able to. They're saying some hard truths to swallow. So that's very interesting. Though this, you know, all of this shifting and changing will bring up some more intense emotional triggers. So be really aware of this, right? So really pay attention to your feelings and really pay attention to your reactions. So kind of catch yourself, right? When you're feeling triggered, catch yourself right away, first of all, with the thoughts that are coming up around that, because the thoughts are going to generate that power that's going to create that emotion, then that's going to create that reaction, which will create the experience. So if you kind of catch it right at the beginning of its growth stages, so when it's in the mind, right? And so have that recognition that when your thoughts are coming through in a reaction to a trigger, kind of monitor them before you allow them to go and grow, before you give them any power, and really pay attention to how it's making you feel. This is a big one, and I'll just give you guys a quick example. So talking to my mom the other day on the phone, who's actually still in the hospital and now actually has COVID in the hospital, so that's always great. But anyways, talking to her on the phone, and of course, you know, there's a lot of drama that we're still working on, right? That I'm still working on through her, with her. And so there's certain things that she can say that will really trigger a strong emotional reaction in me. And so I really need to be mindful when I start to feel that bubble up, that energy bubble up. Because, of course, it's in that moment that I recognize that it's not my true essence that's coming through, right? That's not my higher self, my soul energy. It would be my ego, my pain body that comes through. That's the energy wrapped around victim, right? That's the energy that associates you with drama, which is not who you are. It's like kind of like, you know, if you're a movie star in a movie, you're not that character in the movie, you're the actor in the movie. It's the same thing when we're, you know, we have these experiences that we are not that character in the movie. That's not who we are. You know, we're playing a role, we're doing, you know, we're experiencing a life lesson, but that's not who we are. So remind yourself with that, when those feelings come up that are not in alignment with your higher self, and you will know instantly how that feels, because it will feel unbalanced. It will feel hard. It will feel, it's all the yucky stuff we feel. It's the hardness, the, you know, the anxiety, the depression, the anger, it's all that stuff. When you feel all of that stuff, you know that it's out of alignment with your higher self. And so that's when we need to shift and change our, you know, change our filter on that, which then changes our perspective on it, and be able to go a different way. And so be really mindful of yourself, you know, over this next little while, because you're gonna have lots of opportunities to do that. And so that's exactly what they will be. They will be opportunities. So when you're feeling that kind of stuff bubble up in you, have the recognition that this is an opportunity for you. And really practice pushing the pause button, because that probably will help you out the most. Okay, so it's going to be an interesting week. I feel, fingers crossed, we're going to get through with flying colors. We have our readings coming up on the 24th, which I believe is the following Monday. I think we're doing it on a Monday. And we do have a special guest confirmed. I'm just waiting to hear back about the other one. So I'll send you guys more emails about that. I will give you guys the opportunity, though, to send in your questions via email if you're not going to get a chance to come and do the live. So you can submit a question and we can read for you anonymously or not anonymously, depending on how you want to do it. I'll send you more details in your email. So make sure you are checking your inbox. And remember, you can always reply to me when those emails come out and let me know how you're doing in the hub, if you have any questions or you have any ideas or any comments. We'd love to hear it and love to connect with you. Have an amazing week, and I will talk to you soon.